I'll call this meeting of the Senate Government Operations and Audit Committee to order. We'll start with the roll call.
Senator Tippit?
Here.
Heisen?
Here.
Sutton? Uh-huh.
Here.
Here. Okay, quorum present. We'll move right to Senate Bill 46, proponents of Senate Bill 146. Increase certain license fees for grain buyers and grain warehouses.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jim Melhoff. I'm the director of the PUC's warehouse division. And Senate Bill 46 is a bill to increase the fees for warehouse licenses and for grain buyers licenses, and also the decals that they are required to display in their vehicles that they use in the business. Section 1 deals with the warehouse issue. It raises the fee from $160 to $250. Section 2 deals just with grain buyers licenses, which are different in that a warehouse actually does storage for hire, and a grain buyer is just one who's in the business of buying commodities. Also, Section 2, those who hold a warehouse license or apply for a warehouse license at the same time get a waiver of that fee, so they're not paying the same fee twice. And Section 3 raises the fee for the decals from $7 to $15. All of the bills that the warehouse division is bringing forward this year, the PUC, have come from the recommendations of a warehouse review committee that was convened last year. Carl Anderson is here available to talk more about that committee if anybody has any questions about that.
Are there any questions? Senator Apa?
Apologize for that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is the makeup on that review committee?
Senator, would it be okay if I had Mr. Anderson? He chaired the committee, if he'd come forward.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Carl Anderson. Excuse me, I'm really kind of wearing two hats here today. I am a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Grain and Feed Association. That's basically grain elevators and feed operations in South Dakota. And I was asked at the tail end of the legislative session last year to chair a committee to review the adequacy of the grain dealers license requirements and the warehouse requirements, and that is the where this bill, one of several, but this is came out of that. The committee was made up of, as I said myself, Keith Haney of North Central Farmers Elevator, Kara Semler, who is an attorney in the Public Utilities Commission, Patty Van Gerpen is the executive director of the PUC, Michael Held of the Farm Bureau, former Secretary of Agriculture Larry Gabriel, and Jack Nelson, who is a former elevator manager and now is a procurement person for VeriSun. But that's the makeup of the committee.
Senator Apa?
If I may. Did you poll the grain operators and the grain buyers and ask them about their sentiments on this fee increase?
Well, as I said, Keith Haney is on this board, and our board, which is we have 8 grain elevator operators and feed people on our board, and this has all been we didn't take a statewide survey, although it's been in a publication that all our members get, and I haven't had a negative comment from anybody.
Do the grain buyers get, are they, were they notified? How many grain buyers do we have in the state?
That number changes, Jim.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Currently, we have a variety of grain buyers. Basically, everybody's in the industry. If they have a warehouse license, they also have a grain buyer's license, so they would be in included. And there's 29 brokers, 123 federal warehouses that hold the grain buyer's license. There's 31 non-storage facilities, which are actually elevators or feed mills, that don't have a warehouse license. There's 96 state licensed warehouses and 23 truckers. And the total of that, if I had better math skills, I could tell you. I should have it written down here. I apologize for that. But
if I may, Mr.
Go ahead.
And what is the basis for this fee increase?
The reason for the, Mr. Chairman, the reason for the fee increase is to help offset the warehouse division's reliance on general funds. With the increase, currently at the current level, the warehouse division takes in just over $50,000 annually. If everything stays the same, which we have some bills out, so it's unlikely that it will, but if everything stayed the same, our revenues would rise to $79,445. And those funds will be used to offset our reliance on general fund dollars.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is the current expenses for that division?
Mr. Chairman, for fiscal year 09, our requested expenses, our budget is $352,423.
Okay. And that is all for warehouse inspections?
Yes, for licensing and inspecting.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Hunoff?
Thank you. Majority of your budget, and I don't have that in front of me, but I have from past years, is personnel. How many personnel or staff do you have involved in this program?
Mr. Chairman, we currently have four people, including myself, the director, and then we have a office administrative staff and two inspectors. One of whom is located, is housed out in the eastern part of the state where there's a higher concentration of warehouses.
Just a follow-up.
Go ahead.
All right, so you're telling me four people plus yourself? Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, four people including myself.
What's your personnel service budget you're projecting for this year?
Mr. Chairman, can I bring Ms. Forney forward? She's our finance officer deputy.
Sure. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Heather Forney. I'm the Deputy Director for the Public Utilities Commission, and as one of my duties, I deal with all of our budgeting and finance issues. In answer to the question, and actually Jim did not completely answer the question with regards to the number of FTE that we utilize in the Grain Warehouse Division. We also have an attorney that works part-time dealing with their issues. Part of my time is billed towards their issues, and our executive director also has some time, and we have other administrative staff that bill their time towards the grain warehouse as well. So there are the four people that he houses within his office, and then there are those that do the administrative work up at the Capitol building. Our budgeted request for fiscal year 09 is $269,847, and that includes all of those staff people's time and loaded for our salaries and the benefits included.
Go ahead.
What was your budget? I don't have it in front of me, so that's why I should have brought it. I apologize. What I have is your condition statement. What was your budget last year?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, the budget request that was approved for fiscal year 08 was in total $354,596, and of that, personal services were $272,918.
further questions? I have a question. In that fund, the grain and warehouse fund, FY07, there was over $200,000 in there, and in FY04, there was just around $36,000. But expenditures are hardly any there. Now, you said mentioned before you're going to try and offset what you're asking currently from the general fund. So two questions. Have you decreased your general fund budget request? And two, by increasing about $30,000 in this fund, is that going to be enough money to make up the $352,000 that you'll be spending next year?
Mr. Chairman, we have not requested a decrease in general funds for the fiscal year 09 budget, not knowing how this would all pan out. I will tell you that our balance in that fund as of the 21st, which was last Monday, was I don't know what I did with the paper, but it was $146,678.48. And so we have been expending out of this fund in anticipation of reverting monies back to the general fund at the end of the fiscal year.
Further questions? Thank you. Further proponents? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action. Senator Heiderprim?
As I continue in my very brief career on the GOAC committee, and I wonder about the jurisdiction of this committee, I'm really at a loss to understand why, if the purpose of this increase is to offset general fund revenue, why this isn't in front of the Appropriations Committee, which has primary jurisdiction over general fund revenue. I guess I would feel more comfortable if there was a need for that, a purpose behind that, for you to tell us that, Jerry, and unless it's a matter of policy on your part that you just think it's important to offset the general fund, I just don't understand why GOAC is in a position of making that decision.
Senator Apa?
If I may, Mr. Chairman. Senator Heiderprim, the reason it's before the GOAC committee is because on fee increases, GOAC, as you can see, has two appropriators on it, and there's how many appropriators on GOAC from the House side?
One or two.
We've tried to set up a communications between GOAC and appropriations, and the reason this bill is here is so they to examine the fund balances and to see if the fee is indeed needed. Now, as you well know, I'm reluctant to raise fees, but this is a combination of user fees for those people that use the state services, and also at the same time I would say it's an issue of consumer protection, and that's why we have the warehouse inspections. I would be inclined to go along with it. We don't have any opponents here, but the main reason that comes to GOAC is to GOAC has been charged with looking, examining fund balances, and so that's why the bill is here.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
If you know, Chairman Apa, who decided it would be a good thing to offset the general fund by increasing these fees? I understand that they are here to testify about the way in which they went about increasing the fees, but is that a signal that appropriations sent them, hey, time for you to offset the general fund, or what?
I don't believe so. I believe there was probably some questions about the warehouse fee in the last appropriations hearing last year, and then they set up the review committee to examine the issue, but I think Ms. Forney might have an answer for us.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, this was an internal decision made by the Public Utilities Commission. Our commissioners have made a very concentrated effort over the last few years to decrease our budget, to decrease our reliance on general funds, and to do what we can to self-fund as much as we possibly can. And so that was a decision that was made by our commissioners with this fee increase that was agreed to by the industry to do what we could to reduce our reliance on general funds.
And if I may,
sure,
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Senator Heiderprim, you remember last year that we had a fee increase in weights and measures,
mm-hmm.
basically on the same line, decrease reliance on general funds, although I believe general funds should be involved because it's for the protection of all the taxpayers of South Dakota. But at the same time, we were trying to see that the users of those fees paid a more equitable sum.
Any further discussion and or action? It's been moved and seconded to pass on Senate Bill 46. Seeing no discussion, Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote nay.
Senator Skaba?
Aye.
Heidenfram?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Dan?
Aye. Motion passes. We'll send Senate Bill 46 to the floor with a due pass. Senator Ape is doing such a wonderful job explaining stuff. Would you explain that, Senator Ape, on the Senate floor? That's what I figured. All right, House Bill 1108, the repeal the Election Equipment Replacement Fund and to transfer the existing balance to the State General Fund. Proponents of House Bill 1108. Well, I guess I'll be a proponent then. during our review this past year of other funds by the Interim Government Operations and Audit Committee, this fund has not had any usage for the past couple years and has been zeroed out. And in our discussions with the Secretary of State, it was determined that this fund could go away. So that's pretty much the background story on why this bill is forward. Are there further proponents? Are there any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none. Well,
I told the senator I was easy to get along with.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there any money in that fund?
No, it's been zeroed out since FY06. Okay. Well, FY05. So with that, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hunhoff.
I would move to pass on House Bill 1108.
It's been moved and seconded. Do pass on House Bill 1108. Heidenfram. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Motion passes. There's been a consent motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Moved by APA for consent. Second by Senator Sutton. All those in favor of consent say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? 1108 will go on the Senate consent calendar. Moved by Senator APA. Second by Senator Hunhoff to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?